Hello, my name is Shanine, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I don't know if you've noticed, but us geeks tend to get pretty passionate about our fandoms. When we like something, we gush, we exclaim, we geek out all over the place. And when there's something in our beloved fandom that we maybe don't like as much, we can get a little upset. We rant, we rave. We sometimes go so far as to pretend that particular offending element doesn't exist. For example, for me, there are only 3 Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Wait, that's not a good example, because there are only 3 Pirates of the Caribbean movies. But really, the list of geeky things that I straight up just pretend didn't happen is probably longer than it should be. Yes, Pirates of the Caribbean has more than 3 movies. Yes, How I Met Your Mother has a final episode where my OTP break up and the thing we've been working towards this entire series is torn away. Yes, Doctor Who did continue past the departure of my favorite companion. But no, I will not acknowledge those things, even when forced. Maybe you think I'm being silly, but I know there are some Star Wars characters, moments, or holiday movies that we simply don't talk about. When it comes to the things we geek out about, even within our fandoms, we get to be a little choosy about the things we like and partake in. But we don't get to be so selective when it comes to our faith. 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." That verse telling you to love your neighbor, including your enemies. That verse that convicts you about a struggle with sin in your life. That passage that you honestly don't understand, so you're tempted to just skip over it. That part that contradicts your own ideas, so it would be easier to just write it off. There will be elements of the Bible and our faith that we come across that we don't like, that are hard or confusing or contradictory to what we thought. But God's word isn't for us to edit. All scripture is from God. All scripture is useful. All scripture reveals God and equips us to reveal God in turn. Is there a verse or passage or book of the Bible that you've avoided in the past? I'd encourage you to spend some time this week reading and studying it to explore its usefulness and to get to know God and His Word better. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Shanine for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never ever eat pears.